Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, Cheryl. I got a call just a minute ago. It was a recorded message, and I don't know who XPO is.
We are a logistic company that does the installations for Home Depot and Best Buy. We do measurements. So if you placed an order with Home Depot or Best Buy, that would be the reason for the call.
Well, Best Buy is supposed to come out and hook my refrigerator up. The water line, to the water and ice maker. Would that be it?
That would be us.
Okay, well, see, then right behind you, I got a call from Best Buy at the same thing, and that's what confused me because I got a call from both of you about the, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, Best Buy I recognize, but I don't recognize XPO. Are you guys like a self-contractor or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have any notes there about what they're doing when they come out?
I can take a look at the order and see. Do you have your Best Buy order number?
No, I don't because actually, I don't.
Okay.
But what I was going to tell you, I called Best Buy. You know how you can't get a hold of them right now because you have to talk to the national operator? Well, I
Okay.
purchased, with my refrigerator, I purchased the water line, the stainless steel water line. And so that, I've already paid for it. But when I got here, home, and I seen it's only 6 foot. I called Best Buy and talked to the operator, and she was supposed to notate it on the note that it may need a 10 foot to reach where the water is at the sink, because my sink is like in the middle of the kitchen, and my refrigerator is to the end of the I think it's more than 6 feet. And she said they do have 10 feet when she would notate it on there. So I didn't know if I should tell you or not.
Okay. Well, versus her just putting it on the order, she
I can
actually
give you my name and everything.
the phone number you're calling from, is that the phone number listed on the order?
Yes,
Okay. I can pull it up by that. 937-750-3609.
Yes.
Okay, waiting on the order to load in the system.
Okay. Well, she said, well, we can cancel it and you can reschedule it. I said, no, I had this refrigerator since Monday. And I haven't put anything in it because I wanted to make sure I kept it light for the guys that put the water line on. And she said, well, maybe the guy will have a 10-foot hose on the truck and you can exchange for the 6 foot. But I just looking at it, I don't ever do this kind of stuff, but just looking at it, it looks like the water line, which is a stainless steel line that I purchased. It doesn't look like it's going to be long enough, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Well, I can see one if she put a note on it. If you verify the name and address on the order for me.
Yes, it's Rebecca Poe. I'm sorry, I'm eating. I apologize. Rebecca Poe, and it's 218 Laredo Avenue. New Lebanon, Ohio, 45345.
Okay. And what do you know? She did not put a note on there.
See, I
Oh.
tell you, I wish they had opened their phone lines. You purchase something and they've got the phone lines down. And so I live like, 35 minutes away and I can't drive up there every time I have a question and the operators. The national operators are the ones that answer the phone for them. And I told her to be sure and notate it on there. She said, oh, I've made notes. And I'm thinking, okay, well, we'll see.
Okay.
But when they delivered the refrigerator, they brought the stainless steel water line then. And like I said, they brought a 6-footer. And she said they do have 10-footers. And I'm thinking, just in case, they better bring a 10-footer because this may not fit. And like I said, I've already paid for the water line too. We got a bad connection. I hear all kinds of static in the back.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. So now I have put that on the order. So the technician will see that. And when they go to the store to pick up items for other customers, that they are bringing the items out, because you already have your item because you're just having a water line installation. But for the other customers that they do have to do a little more work for, they will have the information that you need a water line. So that is something they will already be aware of.
Well, will you put on there that I've already paid for the water line too?
Yes, we know. That is the only way that we will come out, if it's already paid for.
Oh, okay. But I'm trying to save them a hassle. You know, I don't want them to come out here and then it not be long enough.
Right.
If it is long enough, then they can take the other one back. But just in case it isn't, then they'll have one long enough to reach.
So you'll have what you need.
Right.
Sound like the Boy Scout, model. Be prepared.
That's right. Well, you know what? I've learned a lot. I'm 66 years old, and my husband's been deceased for 21 years. And this is the first thing I've ever bought brand new. And I went to Lowe's, and I didn't know there was a difference between a regular refrigerator and a what they call counter depth refrigerator.
Yes, ma'am.
So I bought the big one. They delivered it, and it looked like a Mack truck sitting in my kitchen. And I thought, what in the world? Why is this so much bigger? So I went back, and I couldn't get my refrigerator at Lowe's for 72 days. But I come over to Best Buy, and they had it in stock. I was so happy. I said, from now on, I'm shopping at Best Buy.
Well, all right now.
So I'm very happy with Best Buy so far, you know.
Okay.
As long as they can get my water and ice, I'm missing my water and ice.
Right. Well, I am glad you got what you need.
Me too. It took every penny I had, but I got it.
All right. Well, is there anything else?
No, that's it. And according to the thing, it said between, was it 1 and 3?
Let's see. Between 1 and 3, that is correct.
Okay. They first told me between 1 and 8, so obviously I don't have to wait that long.
No, ma'am. What they do at the store, that means anywhere between 1 and 8 will be your time frame, but in that window. But then the night prior to, they should have told you, you would get a smaller window, because then the tech will assign all of the orders that he has for that night.
Okay, that's great. Well, good. I'd rather him come by 3 instead of 8 at night.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, that will, like I said, that'll probably save them the trouble, you know, of having to come back a second time if it don't fit.
Okay.
All right, well, I thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for giving us a call here at XCO. You enjoy your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.